Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of stuff going on, but, I mean, guys got to just take it one game at a time, one practice at a time. And, I mean, for me, I can speak for myself. It's my first game back, so I want to go out there and try to perform and get into the groove.
Is that a different mindset when you know you're going to be approaching this preseason game? Time to get closer to
the real time? Yeah, I would think so. I mean, the first 3 weeks, three weeks I've been out and been trying to get back on the field. But for me, it's a different mindset. I've got to go out there and play football. And it's the third preseason game. I know I'm going to play a lot. You know, the guys are going to play at least three quarters, the starters. And hey, just got to get ready, man, and get ready for KC. But, you know, after that, we got another week of practice of preseason to get better.
Is there a time when the mindset changes, though, when you say, is it after that third game? Is it for
veterans? It has to be. I mean, that's our preparation for this season. It's preseason. I mean, everybody played preseason. Everybody could talk about what happened last week, but everybody on the field playing, all the teams, you know, everybody go out there to get better. And we got to just get better, just take it one day at a time.
Jarvis Green, Rodney Harrison.
I think any time you can get a future Hall of Fame guy like John Lynch with a lot of experience, a tremendous football player, you got to get him. And he's going to add a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge to this team, as well as good depth.
He said that 4 years ago, when he was a free agent, he came close to coming here. Do you remember that time? Were you did you have any contact with him back then? And did you see
No.
when it didn't work out then?
No.
Maybe someday?
No.
First of all, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. You gonna play
great.
This weekend? This Friday?
We'll see. We'll see. Ask Coach Belichick.
You want to play?
Of course, I always want to play. I'm working hard to get back and feeling pretty good, so just see what happens day to day.
Rodney, how would you characterize this camp so far? With two preseason games to go in general sense? Been typical training camp, things getting over, you guys behind?
Typical training camp. Guys are working extremely hard. Long days, sore bodies, guys just really trying to get better each and every day. You have some good days, you have some bad days, but we just have to continue to focus and make sure we have more good days than bad.
How much stock do you put in on the third exhibition game? Did you call this a dress rehearsal? Is this the one that you got to regulars play more? Or?
I mean, you talked about Belichick about that. He gauges who gets what time and stuff like that. You have to be prepared to play 60 minutes and play football. So your mindset going into the game is that you're going to play every single down and that you're going to give your best effort.
Have you talked to your best friend, Junior Seau, at all?
I haven't talked to Junior. I tried to call him several times. He's probably surfing right now.
You think he's going to come back?
I hope he does. I mean, he's a tremendous person. He's a great football player, great leader on his team. So we welcome back with open arms if he comes back. If not, you know, we have to keep going.
Ellis Hobbs.
You know, I think people just, it's human nature to find something wrong. You know, where perfect example is, you know, going off of the subject of Usain Bolt. You know, how amazing, physically talented that guy was to win the 100 like he did. Now people have a problem with the way he celebrated, you know. And it's mainly the people that can't run, you know. And it's you're going to find something wrong with somebody. You know, because in our nature, in our human aspects, it's hard to believe that someone can be perfect. Someone could do something that would seem to be impossible, you know. But then after it's done one time, you look up, now everybody's doing it because somebody's made it reality. So in saying that, you know, we're not bothered by those things. We don't care. You know, you say what you want about us. We're going to continue to go out here and play our best ball and try to win.
Hey, you're looking forward to this third preseason game, not only to get out there and play longer, but to play a little bit better. You guys have, you know, had some ups and downs these first two.
I'm looking forward to pulling it together. Where we're getting guys back, guys that we play with, and you know, just flying around out there. I think we've been on our heels definitely these last two preseason games. You know, some of us didn't play in the first one, some of us didn't play in the second one, but I'm looking forward to getting to this third one and trying to bring it together as a team and kind of get the ball rolling a little bit, getting ready for the season.
Is there a spark missing?
I don't think so. You know, I think it's just camp. You know, where you know, everybody's had the same amount of time in the league. As far as we're concerned, as far as I'm concerned, not from the scoreboard, but just from the play within the games, we're behind. And we need to pick it up as far as the details and the little things, you know, flying to the ball, missed tackles, just knowing your assignments. It's really just fundamental things that's breaking down that's affecting the big things out there. And that's all we got to do is just tighten down on the fundamentals.
So you can tell you're behind.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just as far as, you know, where it looked like a completely different team out there against Tampa Bay and how they were ready and we weren't. You know, they were ready to play. They treated it like a game, and we went out there treating it like a scrimmage.
Do you anticipate, you know, continuing with that dual role of being a starting cornerback and having a role on kickoff returns? Is that something you're comfortable with?
I welcome all. I don't care. I'm in no position, no seat to say what I want to do and what I don't want to do. I enjoy those things because it makes me that more virtual, I don't know, three-dimensional, whatever you want to call it. I just feel like, you know, if I have the talent to do it and I'm not affecting the team in a negative way and I can have an impact on the game, I want to do it. I don't care.
How physically demanding was it to get thrown right in both roles in your first game out there?
Now, yeah, that was Bill has a knack for not telling you anything. He just kind of puts you in the heat of the moment, kind of see how you're going to respond to it. I had my mindset already going into the game, knowing we were probably going to get thrown into the fire. Did a couple kickoff returns. I needed it, though, just make sure the shoulder was okay, the groin, all that good stuff. And it gave me that much more confidence coming out of the game saying, you know what, everything is ready.
But you really didn't know until, what, like game time that you might have that?
Right when he said, you're up. So, no, I didn't even know when the game started, man. It's just, you know, you just kind of go along with it, man. Bill, he's not a guy big on preparing you in that way. All he says is just be ready for 60 minutes.
Alex, is it going to be strange to look across the sideline and see Asante in an Eagles uniform?
Not really, man, because I know he got money over there. So, it always feels weird initially when you see a guy on the other team, but, you know, it is what it is. I was telling Karen earlier that it used to be you stay with a team 10, 12 years. You know, your whole career, they retire your jersey, woot-de-woot. Now, six, seven, you know, it's just not like it used to be. You know, and I wasn't even around then. I'm hearing it from older guys that used to be like that. And, you know, that's just the nature of the beast, man. You just move along.
So, green, they have green uniforms. That's the right color for Santa, green?
I don't know, but I'm a big fan of black. So when they get to wear the black shoes and spat and all that stuff, I'm a big fan of that. I've been trying to get us to go to black shoes for a minute now, but it's not happening.
John Lynch.
Yeah, still on that cram course. starting to feel a little better, you know, where you know your stuff a little bit and can go out and play. You know, taking on a variety of things to learn and enjoying it. It's all moving pretty quick, but hopefully here in the next couple days can get a real good grasp and go out there and play well versus Philly.
John, you were talking to Rodney, and he mentioned when he hurt his knee that you took the time to call him, and that sort of left an impression on him. What made you do that at the time?
I've always had tremendous respect. You know, our careers have kind of paralleled each other in that we've played the position of safety. He's going into his 15th. I'm going into my 16th. He's a guy you know, I've always had a great deal of respect from. I'm from San Diego, so I see a lot of what went on when Rodney was there, and just always loved the way he played. And, you know, when someone who plays like that, who you respect so much, something like that happens to him, you know, you do those kind of things. You know, it's great to be playing with him now.
When you say that, like in terms of playing style, mm-hmm. Do you see similarities between the two?
Oh yeah, you know, I've studied him over the years, and I think you always. You know, what I try to do in the off season is pick two or three guys and study, and Rodney's always one of the guys at the top of top of his craft in our profession, and specifically in what we do. And so I've studied him, I think there are a lot of similarities.
He mentioned the last couple of days that you've been touching base with him a lot, asking him, what's that been like?
Well, he's been through this before, just want confirmation that I'm not the only dunce in here. This is a tough tough system to pick up. And, you know, you play this long, you feel like you should be able to come in and pick something up right away. But there's a lot to this system. And so, you know, I at times I feel like it's coming slow. And then I'll look at the calendar and realize I've only been here 4 days. But, you know, Rodney's just been good with that. He went through it, and he's helped me through, as have a lot of the guys.
Did you
John, you see Friday night's going to be a big test to see where you stand.
You know, I think all of us, we need to come play well this week. It was disappointing what we did last week, and we need to answer against a real good football team in Philly. And so it's a great opportunity, and we're looking forward to it.
John, along that line, you've been through a lot of games, I mean, preseasons. Is the third exhibition game the real important one? Is this the one you need to lay the foundation for the veterans and the guys that are going to play a lot?
Well, I think they're all important. League-wide, this is traditionally the one where you actually start doing some game planning and whatnot, and so I think some people put more stock into it. But I think anytime you hit the field, you want to go, you want to go play good football, and you know, we need to tighten up the little details, and you know, when we do that, things will be good.
These preseason games mean a little bit more to you just because of the new system and giving you a chance get in game action before they count?
Yeah, you know, but it wasn't as if, you know, I told Bill when I came here, I felt like I was close to being in football shape because, you know, I was in camp early in the year with Denver and went through an entire offseason with them, you know, and then got some fresh legs. So coming in here, moving around good. And but, yeah, it is important to go get some action and do things within this system, because there are, you know, football is football, but there are subtle differences to the way you do things.
I know you're new. Have you seen Brady yet?
Not much. Not much, but that's all right.
Have you talked to him at all?
Yeah, I have talked to him. And nice. You know, it's like so many guys here, he's a guy that, you know, I was telling him that I remember, you know, his first year, you know, being the fourth quarterback, and Monty Kiffin saying, hey, they kind of like this kid. But don't worry about it. You know, I'm sure we won't see him. And you know, I think all these years later, what he's gone on to do, that's pretty impressive. Going back to Tampa made me remember that. But you know, it's great to be playing on his team as well.
As an opponent of his, what were your impressions of him as a
opponent? As Tom? Oh, I mean, you know, he's just as good as he gets. You know, but the thing that I think is so representative of what these guys have done, when the game's on the line, they make plays. And that's, you know, that's what separates teams and individuals in this league. When the game's on the line, they have the ability to make the plays when they count. And he's always done that. He makes them all the time, but particularly when the game's on the line. And so there's been nothing but respect.
Lawrence Maroney.
You know, we still got to perform as a team, you know, with or without him.
How much you miss with
him? You know, I miss him a lot, but, you know, we still got to go out there and perform to our best ability.
You think this team has done that so far?
We need to improve. We got a lot of work to do. You know, we just working hard and trying to get better.
Lawrence, does the teams have better gauge where they are after game three than, say, one or two of the preseason?
Say that again, because I was playing.
Do the teams have a better gauge of where they're at before the season after game three rather than the first two?
For the most part, because you're going to play a little longer and, you know, just to get let you know where you're at and where you stand coming out of game three. So, you know, we've been working hard, trying to get better, trying to improve on all the little small things that we've been making mistakes on.
How do you feel you've been able to do with the reps you've gotten in the two games?
Like I said, it's always room for improvement. And I'm not saying I went out there and every run was the best. You know, I ran hard. I felt like I ran hard and did the most that I can do with the carries I had. But, you know, it's still room for improvement, and I still have room to get better.
I think this team needs a spark or something.
Ask Bill. That's my answer when I don't know it. Ask Bill. I don't know the answer to that one.
Gotcha.
What happens if you see Asante in the open backfield first quarter? He's breaking free, you know, running his direction. Say anything to him before?
If you talking about me and him one-on-one? I don't know. He's a pretty good tackler. You know, I went against him at camp. You know, he know me a little bit. I know him a little bit. So, you know, there's no telling what he's going to do. You know, he might shoot low. He might shoot high. I don't know. So it's just like one of the spur of the moment things. You know, I just have to be in that and play off what he give me.
It's going to be odd seeing him in a different.
Yeah, man. You know, he was like a big brother to me, man. You know, he was definitely a great guy. You know, I wish him nothing but the best of luck. Everybody else, but not us.
Mike Vrabel.
Well, I mean, I think it's just another step in the progression. You know, you play 30-35 snaps last week, and I would imagine we'd, you know, be ready to play close to the whole game.
What's your thoughts about the progress that you've seen in training camp so far? It's a pretty veteran team. It's about on par where it should be, you think, in terms of getting ready for the September 7th game against Kansas City?
Well, I mean, I think we need to play better than we played last week. I think there's some things that, you know, we need to try to come out and do defensively. I mean, we need to get off the field. I mean, with an offense that's historically been as good as ours, it's important that they have the ball, you know. Unless we're scoring as much as they are, you know, they need to be the ones with the football.
Philadelphia be a good test?
So, yeah, they're a good football team. I mean, they were good last year and gave us everything we wanted last year, you know, with a backup quarterback. And so, you know, Donovan's been playing well in the preseason. You know, he brings another element to the quarterback position, you know, running around. And not only is he looking to throw the ball, but, you know, if you get some rush, he's not afraid to get out there and run around.
Do you think you being one of the veteran leaders on this team, have a pulse of where this team is at right now? And do you
think you
give it a
start? No, I mean, I think that, you know, I mean, to sit there and try to evaluate where we're at, I think we just need to play better individually. You know, you can have all the scheme you want. You can have all the packages that you want. I think there comes a time when you go out there and individually you got to win against the guy you're playing against, whether, you know, that's making tackles or putting pressure on the quarterback or breaking passes up.
I know you worry about the linebackers, but as a whole defensively, what does a guy like John Lynch with everything he brings to the table mean to a team like this?
Well, I mean, I think it's just another guy that can help us out. Just guys that played a lot of different positions, you know, coming down and playing against the run, you know, playing in the deep part of the field. Some veteran leadership that, you know, I think we always look for. And, you know, a guy that has historically made plays. And, I mean, the more guys we can have like that, the better.
Mike, how important is it to have a veteran like that who knows where to be on the field? I mean, a lot of defenses, you know, is being in the right place at the right time.
Well, I mean, I think a big part of everything that we do, I mean, guys have to know, you know, what they're supposed to do, whether they're signed, you know, 2 days before the game or they've been here for 8 years. I think that, you know, he's come in and, you know, learn what he's supposed to do, and I think that, you know, the more they give him, the more he's going to have to learn.